Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hey there.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about flirting to convert. Two.
A
lot of years ago, we did a show called Flirt to Convert. It was really popular because I think, you know,
it's just
they
want
to hear you. Hear Jill's take on flirting.
Thanks.
To convert, let's just say. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Noam asks, hi, everyone. What templates do you choose to work with in order to complete a sale on terms, and where do you get them? For terms deals, I know I need a land contract, promissory note, and purchase agreement. Is this accurate? Question mark. Parentheses. I was going to use Rocket Lawyer or a similar website. Do you recommend going the Rocket Lawyer way? Do you mind sharing your own docs? Do I need to notarize my signature on any of these docs, or only does the buyer? Thank you.
All good questions. So the program, the educational program that Jill and I provide on how to flip land, which is on landacademy.com, provides a library of contracts and agreements. They're examples, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you have all ours right there.
So, you know, do you want to use those verbatim? No. You want to put your own twist on it and make sure that the specific situation is reflected in there.
Right. But the meat's there.
Yeah. Do you want to use Rocket Lawyer? Yeah, I've heard all kinds of good stuff. I've never pulled agreements down from there, but I'll tell you, you're doing the right thing here on asking this question on landinvestors.com, because everybody's, I mean, there's people all over our group, hundreds of people that do agreements all the time. So, you know, someone's going to have a real good up-to-date answer. We've been using the same agreements for quite some time, and it works for us. Mm-hmm. So you're in the right hands, let's say.
Exactly.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, to flirt to convert at number two.
Mm-hmm.
This is the meat of the show. So, Jill, I know you have a tremendous amount of experience in sales, even right up to the last 20 seconds.
What the heck?
Me and the kids joke about it. We're like, you know what? If she's talking, she's selling us something. I don't even know I'm being sold something. She's selling me on putting her...
We don't have a thing on you. I need to come up with one about you.
She's selling me on putting my pajamas on.
That's hilarious.
She's selling me on what to eat for lunch today.
No.
When they're little.
Uh-huh.
It's a compliment.
No. Thank you. That's just called good parenting. And picking your battles.
Well, you know... That's a good point. So when is it sales, and when is it too salesy, like used car salesman, or when is it like, healthy, helpful?
Can I talk now?
Yeah.
So I'm like, you just keep on going. And I'm like, are you trying to fill the time, or you really want to
fill the time?
No, I'm just teasing. So anyway, this whole concept, term, if you will, flirt to convert. Actually, I had never heard it before, and it was one of my coworkers years ago picked up on the fact that I was working in an environment where I was a woman in a man's world, and all of my customers, if you will, were men. And it was just kind of funny. Even though I was working with in sales on a product that I did not know a lot about. It had to do with automobiles and things like that. Anyway, I wasn't a pro, but I could still talk my way around. You know, I could have a decent conversation with people. I knew enough about engines and things like that. And once you get people talking, you know, if you get people talking, we all know this, and it's something that they're passionate about, oh, just let them go. They'll keep going. So anyway, I was really good at my job. It's a long way to say that. And it was funny because it was cute that I get these people that I realize later on, I'm like, they're not even calling me to discuss. It got to the point where I was like, I had to cut them off a little bit because they weren't even calling me to talk about anything to do with my job. They were just calling me to talk.
Yeah.
To me.
Of course.
Like, oh. And it was funny because my coworker, Boyd, came up with the term flirt to convert, do whatever you have to do. And I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. I thought that was a funny thing. I'm like, but And what's really funny is I don't have a problem with it, and I don't think even my customers have a problem with it too. I think everybody knows when there's some of that going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, don't you know when Jack, when say you're in a shop or you're in a store or something, and the salesperson might be an attractive woman, and she just kind of turns it up a little bit, and you're going, you know what? I am going to buy this suit today, and I'm going to buy it from her, and I'm feeling really good about this because I really like her. I mean, there's a little bit of both, right? So you kind of know it's happening a little bit. You're not blind to it. Let's be honest.
Right.
Okay. And you're like, you know, I like this person. I'm going to do it. We've done it in there's a lot of decisions that we make that we personally make decisions. I mean, this is the point of it, making decisions because you like that person.
Yep.
Maybe it's not even a flirty position. Maybe it's just I feel I trust them. I can tell they're sincere. They're transparent. They really are giving me the inside track, whatever it is. They're telling me, they're explaining the whole process, so I don't have any questions.
Making it easier. So
right?
This is, I mean,
so,
there's this, men and women, I think, make buying decisions real different, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what pushes me over the edge in a positive way.
What is?
Giving me all the information.
Right.
Establishing some trust, and I mean reality.
I love it.
Like, I got to tell you, this car that you're about to buy really needs an oil change, but I did put new tires on it. It's probably going to need transmission work in about 10,000 miles. Now I'm getting very close to being sold.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm not standing there talking to the person unless the prices are right already.
Right.
So, but trust, and I'd like to think that's what we're trying to do here, is establishing trust is really high, and honesty is high in my ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, an attractive female never hurts anything.
Aha. All right, so how do you do this? Let's just say this is you're running your own business, you know, and you want to be that person. You want to be the trusting seller of whatever it is. For us, it's properties that everybody goes to, and they believe in you. And, you know, and one of the ways you do that is you're transparent and everything lines up. Your story is legit. If I pulled up your website and I read your about page, it matches your LinkedIn. It matches all of that stuff. You're all the right person. What else do I do? This is one of my main things. I talk to you like you're a real person. Nobody wants to be talked down to because it's the first property they've ever bought, and maybe you've sold 1,000, and this guy comes in and you're like, oh, here we go again. I'm gonna have to explain the whole process, and you find yourself talking to them like they're a toddler. Okay, Mr. Smith, sign here for me, please.
Yeah, no.
Nobody wants that. So you talk to people like it's your brother. Like, well, not my brother.
Don't drive like my brother. Oh, that's my other brother.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, not
Jeff.
So
that's hilarious.
Anyway, so talk to him like my dad. Not my dad.
So, like your friend.
Like your friend, that's it. But anyway, you talk to him like they're real people, and you're really trying to help them, and you're being upfront and you want to be upfront and honest, and really be upfront and honest. Don't hide anything. And like Jack was saying in this car example, expose the flaws, because you know what? If you don't expose the flaws, they will come up, and you don't want them to come up 6 months from now when someone says, all right, I hate this property now. You did not tell me X, Y, and Z was a problem, and now I know it, and I can't do what I want with it. You knew I wanted to build a cabin. You knew the size cabin I wanted to put on this property, and now I find out that because of the neighbors or the zoning or something, it is impossible. You don't want that to come up.
Nobody wants to be blindsided or surprised with these things.
Right.
Nobody wants to be taken advantage of. This is real basic stuff.
It really
is. Everybody wants, they want to know it's going to be okay. You know, this whole, I said it a long time ago, actually used it in one of the programs. You know, visualize buying a car. Let's say it's a new car. I don't know why you'd ever do that, but whatever. And then you're driving away, and inside the dealership, all the sales guys are high-fiving each other.
Right.
Saying, yeah, we got that guy. How much money did you make on that? You know, that's the absolute opposite of what you want to do. We have, there are several people in our group who make a ridiculous amount of money. I'm just going to be real straight about it. Luke Smith is one of them. There's a, and why do you think Luke Smith is so successful? Well, one of the reasons is he takes total responsibility for these deals, makes it incredibly easy for people to buy it with credit cards and stuff. And he just comes off as a regular guy. Luke is really from a rural area. He knows these products really well. He grew up in a rural area. And he's got his picture on his website. And he just, if you talk to him, he's a straight shooter.
Yep.
You know, there's no BS about him. He's not selling anything. He really is selling.
Right.
That's really my point to this whole show.
Exactly.
If you sound like you're selling, it's not going to work. But if you're really just telling the truth and being available and doing basic stuff, answering your phone,
exactly,
you're going to do well.
Yeah.
And then if you're an attractive female, that doesn't hurt anything.
Thank you very much.
Or in Jill's case, if you're a soccer player who needs to change a shirt in front of the television, that's fine too.
That's fine too. That's what we want. That's it. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here. That's not why I'm here, but I get a kick out of it. I get a kick out of it that my girl enjoys it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Over brunch. During brunch. Anyway, that was funny. I was a little distracted there in that during that whatever. I don't. Who knows what we're even talking about. Yeah. I saw this guy without
Doesn't
a shirt.
Matter.
Anyway. So, okay. So the point is, we joke about flirt to convert, but it's really about, you know, being a trustworthy and honest and upfront person and being transparent and treating people the right way and answering their questions. And
so I'm famous for sitting around and saying, I really don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to talk to people.
I know.
And so people actually, like when we see them, when we meet in real life, for whatever reason, that sticks. And they're like, well, because
don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
Well, they're like, I know you don't want to talk to anybody, but can I talk to you? I'm like,
I know. It's so funny.
Look, I mean, that is worth
three words or less. Go.
Have I made more money because I don't want to talk to people or been more successful? No. In fact, quite the opposite. So I want to be real clear on that. It's just a personality thing that I have.
It's
not helpful. Don't emulate it yourself.
It's just a personality thing.
And I can, the only
it's
reason
called
I can,
a disorder.
It's just a personality disorder. Antisocial.
It's just a hang up. For some people, they call that depression. I'm sorry. I'm not saying you.
You should call the show Cry to Convert.
Okay. That's another tactic. We'll get into that one next time.
If you don't buy this property,
wife's going to leave me.
I'm going to drive my car off the bridge.
Oh, my God. The kids. No one's going to have shoes for school.
Do you hate me? Is that why you're not buying this property for me?
Just drive a stake in my heart.
I know I need to lose 8 pounds. I'm sorry.
It's
is that
the
why?
Photo. It's the lead photo, isn't it? I knew it.
Jill, you're killing me, man.
Okay, got it. Okay.
This isn't helping anything.
Anyway. Did we cover it well?
I think we did. Just be honest. I think that's the whole point.
Yep. Good.
Join us in our next episode where we discuss when to stop selling.
Oh, that's
flirt
to
convert.
Good.
When is it just too much?
And we're going to answer Merritt's question about doing transactions with lawyers.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I like this new extra.
Yeah,
Jill.
That was good. Hey, if you like this, please go and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening because we appreciate that. That worked out great.
No, yeah. Go ahead.
I'll just say that was really funny. I liked
it. You know what it comes down to? We didn't even say the show. We should have. But if people like you, you know, that whole edge of really selling yourself. You're not selling like the product that you're selling or whatever. If people like you and they trust you and they want to call you back, you're going to do great.
It helps if you're likable.
Right.
I mean, it's all full circle. Let's think about it. If you're a jerk, no one's going to like you.
Exactly.
And you're going to have problems. But if you try to be a good person and you're trying to do the right thing, even if it comes hard to you, you know, but you're still standing up and like you just said, Luke takes responsibility and does the right thing. And then it all is easy.
Yeah. I mean, in the next show, we'll cover it. Not now, but there's a point where it just gets too Tony Robbins-y and too spiritual and too happy. I mean,
used car sales stuff. I hate that.
It's just, you know, and living out here on the West Coast, I'm from the Midwest and then living in the West Coast, you can just see that stuff a mile away. And it's just so disheartening.
Nauseating.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property. That was too salesy, just how I said that.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this was the Cashflow from Land show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.